You're listening to Senior Care Conversations with Bluebird Home Care, a podcast with news, insights, and stories about how and where people are meeting the challenges of aging in America. Now for your host, Bluebird Home Care Chairman and CEO, Stuart Brunson.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Senior Care Conversations with Bluebird Home Care. I'm Stuart Brunson. I'm your host again today. And we've got a fabulous guest with us, someone that I know well. Her name is Stephanie Visage. She actually is the regional director for the Bluebird Home Care operations in Fort Worth, Texas. Welcome, Stephanie.
Thank you for having me today. How are you?
Well, I'm great. I'm glad you're here. You know, I get to talk to you with some frequency, but I'm glad that we have this chance to have a conversation that we can share with others. As I mentioned, I know you well. Mm-hmm. The folks listening to you have, most of them have probably never met you. So give us a little background on who Stephanie is and why you're in the senior care business today.
Okay. My mom was a director of nurses in a nursing home. You know, they were called nursing homes back then. And so I have literally grown up in the field of nursing homes. And so I followed my mom's career path. I couldn't be a nurse because I faint at the sight of blood. So recently worked for Kindred for the last 5 or 6 years. And then moved into the private duty sector with you guys. Your mission and vision made me want to be able to keep that client, that patient in the home versus in the skilled setting, in the nursing home setting.
Well, we're glad that you're on the team, and thank you for all you do. Here's what I think we should talk about today, and I think it will be of interest and value to our listeners, whether they are families or consumers or healthcare professionals. I think it would be helpful to basically have a primer on what are the options that families or healthcare professionals can turn to when it comes to that point in a senior's life where they need some assistance. And I think I'm asking specifically for us to talk in a way that, you know, if I'm a son or a daughter or a healthcare professional that hasn't really dealt with a patient or a client yet that has reached a point in life where they need some extra help, there's such a vast array of options out there. Let's just give a quick overview of what some of those options are.
Sure. So, you know, there's STAC, which is short-term acute care. That is your hospital. That level of care is made to save your life. And then they move you on to the next level, which could be long-term acute care, which Medicare pays for as well. That's a, you know, 7 to 25 day length of stay.
So is there usually some sort of event that triggers a stay like that?
Yes.
Okay.
So those are your patients that they're typically come, your LTAC patients typically come from the ICU. It's 1% of the population.
Okay.
It's not, you know, the normal patient. It's right. 1% of the hospital is it.
So mom or dad has fallen, broken a hip, they're in the hospital. This is phase two of that often.
No, phase two of a hip would most likely be inpatient rehab.
Okay.
Which Medicare pays for as well. Usually the length of stay is 14 days. It's minimum of 3 hours of therapy a day.
Okay.
Or they'll send them to a skilled nursing facility, which Medicare pays the first 20 days of that. The 21st day on, there is a copay, but that is up to 3 hours of therapy a day that Medicare pays. So if your hip isn't, you know, if your patient with a fractured hip isn't strong enough to do 3 hours of therapy, you wouldn't want to send them to an inpatient rehab.
Sure.
You can definitely send them skilled, and then skilled can send them up a level of care.
Right.
Or you send them home with home health.
Okay. So there are somewhat prescriptive, often paid for by private insurance or Medicare for those instances where mom or dad has to go to the hospital, some sort of event or injury, and then they have a path to recovery after that. What about sort of that arena where it's just clear that mom or dad needs more help? Talk to us about, independent living, assisted living, nursing homes, home care, continuous care, retirement communities. What does that sort of blend look like? And what's, if someone has never addressed this issue before, right, what do those general terms mean?
Where would they go?
Yeah.
So I can put this into perspective with, let's say I walk into a client's house and they're debating on going to independent living. They have no nursing. There's no nursing staff. There's no certified nurse aid. Medicare does not pay for any of it.
Mm-hmm.
Your private insurance does not pay for any of it. Mm-hmm. The only way you would get reimbursed is kind of like with us, with private duty, the long-term care policy may reimburse them for that, or a portion of that.
So basically they're going to a community type setting where it's called independent living because mm-hmm. the community doesn't offer
Correct.
Any specific assistance, but they do provide the housing mm-hmm. and often there's a meal plan.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a environment that's designed and meant for an aging community
Correct.
For seniors. Okay.
Correct.
All right.
And then your assisted living, you typically have one nurse or an aide around the clock.
In the whole place or available?
In the whole entire place.
Wow, yes. Okay.
Just one. That's why I like to talk to our clients about the one-on-one care. The amount that you're paying for an assisted living, independent living, or even a skilled nursing facility, if you're able to pay privately for those, you can afford us. We're at a cheaper rate. And
right,
that's one-on-one care. You can't beat one-on-one care.
Right.
You just can't beat that.
Right.
So, yes, in the AL, they have that one person. Either it's a certified medication aide.
Okay.
Or it's a nurse, because
right.
only those two can give medications.
Okay.
And then they typically charge based off tiers. So if it's just you're pretty independent, you're going to get that bottom rate. But if you need help managing medications, if you need help with laundry, if you need help with housekeeping, they tack on additional charges for each level.
Okay. So is it unusual for independent living and assisted living to be connected or on the same campus?
No, that's very usual.
Very common.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Typically, that's what they do. A company will purchase both. They'll hold two licenses. That way, when the patient isn't appropriate for independent living, they can just move them on over to their assisted living side.
Right. And tell us what sort of the next step up the ladder of care is from assisted living.
Up from assisted living would be skilled nursing.
Skilled nursing.
That's your next.
Which means what to the layperson?
Skilled nursing, well, really there's two meanings. If you go into a nursing facility, a skilled nursing facility, under skilled care, you're that hip fracture. You've had a hospital qualifying stay as inpatient status for 3 midnights. And you've earned the benefit to go into a skilled nursing facility to receive skilled care, whether it's IV antibiotics or wounds care or, a PEG tube or a break. Or you're a custodial patient where that is your new home. You now live in that skilled nursing facility on the long-term care side.
Okay.
Medicare does not pay for any of that.
Okay.
It's 100% either private pay or the facilities that accept Medicaid, obviously.
Now, is that what most people call a nursing home?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Now, let's pivot to home care, which mm-hmm. is obviously what your focus is on,
mm-hmm.
Even though you've got a long history in some of those categories we just talked about. So home care can happen in the home. Or it could happen any of those places you just mentioned, right?
It can happen wherever that client calls their home, no matter the level of care that they're in.
Right. I think that's a piece that many families and frankly physicians and healthcare professionals don't understand, is that home care doesn't have to be limited mm-hmm. to the traditional home environment.
Mm-hmm.
It can also be a great value add, a great benefit. During a hospital stay,
right?
many, many people who are in independent living also contract with an agency that's not associated with that independent living community for additional care or higher quality care. The same is true for assisted living communities. And many families feel better if there's a home care aide that's with their loved one in the STAC, LTAC, or even in the nursing home.
That's right. That's right.
And you see that sort of thing every day?
I do. I do. I have clients in every level of care right now. I have clients that are in independent living. I have clients that are in assisted livings. I have a couple that is in a nursing home right now receiving our care. And then, of course, we have the clients who are at home.
Right.
We have a client that is on continuous care in an inpatient hospice facility.
Right.
And then, of course, whenever they go to the hospital, I've got a couple of clients in the hospital right now. The family typically wants us with them. It's a relief knowing that the caregiver that's with them all the time is still with them and watching them and making sure that everything's going smooth.
Right. Stephanie, it's been a joy to talk to you today. You know how much I appreciate all the work that you do. For Bluebird and, frankly, for the families and the clients that you guys take care of. It means the world to them, and I can't tell you how important it is and how thankful we all are. Come back and see us soon, and we'll visit again then.
Sounds good. Thank you for having me.
You bet.
Thanks for listening to Senior Care Conversations with Bluebird Home Care. For more episodes and information, check out seniorcareconversations.com and be sure to subscribe on iTunes. Until next time.